Over the next few weeks, we'll be bringing you a series of stories about how Wyoming deals with those who are detained and involuntarily treated for mental health issues. The system that regulates this treatment is known as Title 25. It has not come up much in the news, but for those who provide or need mental health services in the state, it is a matter of growing concern. The state budgeted $5 million to pay for Title 25 this year and next. Current projections say the actual cost will be around $16 million, and that does not include the millions that individual counties will spend. The number of Title 25 patients has also gone up 50% in the last 3 years. In the first part of our series, we'll look at problems with access to facilities. Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan reports.
If you want to get the full picture of how the Title 25 process works in Wyoming, you need to talk to Shell Blackler. That's because she spent over a decade working in an ER in Cody, where a big part of her job was dealing with Title 25 patients.
Usually they came in with the police, you know, and you could always tell the ones because either they were crying or they were mad or they were handcuffed.
And because she's been detained and involuntarily treated for mental health issues at the Wyoming Behavioral Institute.
I ended up at WBI and I had already packaged up 4 other people. I get down to WBI and they go, "Hey, you're the lady that got everything ready for me." It's like, yeah, I just need a little vacation.
Okay, let's step back for a second. How do you end up at a hospital in cuffs? Well, usually it's a family member or friend that calls the cops. The Title 25 process begins when law enforcement deems you to be a danger to yourself or others. The police take you to a hospital to get checked out by a doc. If the hospital thinks you're having mental health issues, they'll bring in a psychologist.
They go through, it's like a form that they circle things like, you know, how is their appearance, is it neat, tidy, disheveled, you know, how is their speech, la, 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 la. Based on their interview with that person, they make their decision to title.
Being titled means you can be held for up to 72 business hours. Before the end of that 3 days, you'll see a judge who decides whether you need more psychiatric care. The county is responsible for paying for those first 72 hours, and the state is responsible for paying for any treatment afterwards. Shell Blackler knew all this abstractly, but it became very real a few years ago. Blackler has bipolar disorder and suffers periodic psychotic episodes brought on by thyroid issues. During one of these episodes, she checked herself into the hospital.
I couldn't quit crying, and I couldn't sleep, and I'd only had like an hour of sleep for like 3 weeks. And I thought they were going to get a hold of my psychiatrist and maybe admit me, give me a bowl, you know, elephant tranquilizer, and I could sleep for a day or two, and I'd be better.
But the doctors she knew weren't around that night, and Blackler ended up getting titled. In Cody, that means a 4.5-hour ambulance ride to the Wyoming Behavioral Institute in Casper, where she spent 4 days before she got to see a psychologist.
He was like, "You're in a thyroid storm. This is not the place for you." So, I mean, I was released within, like, an hour.
But she still had to wait 5 hours for her son to drive down and pick her up. And a few weeks later, she was hit with a $5,000 bill for that ambulance ride, which isn't covered by the state or the county. Buckler says if she hadn't had a sympathetic boss who knew her conditions...
Oh, I would have lost my job or, you know, because I didn't even know how long I was going to be down there.
Her situation is not uncommon. The state's psychiatric facilities are concentrated in southeast Wyoming, Evanston, Lander, and Casper. Title 25 patients in rural counties are routinely subject to long drives and high fees. But to even get into a psych facility, like Blackler did, is lucky these days.
What we're doing now is basically we just are having to find a place to hold these individuals without really getting them any treatment within those first 72 hours.
Josh Smith is the attorney for Lincoln County in western Wyoming. He's only an hour away from the Wyoming State Hospital in Evanston, which is supposed to take Title 25 patients. But the wait is so many weeks long that Smith says he doesn't even try to send people there. That's left two major options. The region's primary care hospital, where Smith says a bed can cost over $1,000 a day.
The hospital doesn't want to hold them. They don't have the resources to treat mental illness.
Or a bed in Kemmerer's so-called Justice Center, which houses, among other things, the county attorney's office and the jail.
We built into that facility a room outside of the secure area of the facility, outside of the jail portion.
This detention without psychiatric treatment is obviously not good for Title 25 patients. It's also bad for county budgets. Without quick care, patient stays get stretched out and costly. Lincoln County budgeted $15,000 for Title 25 costs last year, but spent over $35,000. there is one part of the state that has seen costs go down and care get better recently. That's up next in our Title 25 series. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Miles Bryan.